Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Always happy to be back.
This time, we're tackling something a lot of businesses, I don't even know if they realize how big of a deal this is, but we're tackling commercial water filtration.
Right.
So we're going to be exploring what these systems are, why they're important, and really, like, how they work.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of water filtration 101 for businesses to succeed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So to do this deep dive, we've got kind of an interesting mix of sources, excerpts from websites of companies like Filter Systems, Australia, Billy Australia, and AquaWater.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Wikipedia article on water purification.
Okay.
And even like some notes for someone to write an article about commercial water filtration.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was looking through the stuff and, you know, I was surprised to learn that the first city to treat their entire water supply with chlorine was Maidstone, England, back in 1897.
Wow.
That's a fun fact. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's break down like the basics. What exactly are we talking about when we say commercial water filtration?
Well, you know, it's a little more complex than the filter you might have on your kitchen sink.
Right.
Essentially, commercial water filtration is about removing all these unwanted substances from the water.
Uh-huh.
Things like chemicals, biological contaminants, even tiny particles and gases.
Okay.
The goal is to make that water suitable for whatever that business needs it for, whether it's drinking, cooking, or a specific industrial process.
So it's not just about having, like, great tasting water in the break room.
Right, not at all.
Okay.
Well, taste is, you know, super important for some businesses like restaurants, cafes.
Right.
The impact of poor water quality goes, you know, way beyond that.
Okay.
Think about it. You've got equipment that uses water.
Uh-huh.
You've got products that rely on clean water. And of course, employees that need safe drinking water.
Right.
So investing in the right filtration system isn't just about clean water.
Yeah.
It's like a strategic business decision that can impact your bottom line,
mm-hmm.
employee health,
okay.
and even brand reputation.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about it like that before.
Yeah.
It's easy to just assume water is just water.
Yeah.
So there's so many ways it can impact business.
Right.
Okay, so let's break down these systems a little bit.
Sure.
Our sources mentioned a few key players here. Reverse osmosis, UV filtration, and carbon filtration.
Yes.
Can you give us like a quick overview of each one?
Yeah. You know, each method has its own strengths and weaknesses,
okay.
making them suitable for, you know, specific applications.
Right.
Imagine you're a business owner. You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw, right?
Right.
It's the same principle here.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's start with reverse osmosis.
Okay.
Filter systems, Australia seems to be, like, big on these high-capacity systems. What makes them so special?
So reverse osmosis is all about forcing water through a superfine membrane.
Okay.
This membrane is so tiny, it only lets water molecules through.
Oh, wow.
It's like pushing water through a microscopic sieve that catches all the impurities.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. This makes reverse osmosis fantastic for applications where, like, ultra-pure water is critical, like labs, pharmaceutical production,
okay.
certain manufacturing processes.
But I'm guessing this, like, level of filtration comes at a trade-off, right?
It does.
Okay.
Yes. The downside is that reverse osmosis systems require more maintenance
mm-hmm.
due to the delicate nature of those membranes.
Right.
They can get clogged over time, impacting the effectiveness.
Okay.
So regular cleaning and replacement is necessary.
Right.
This makes them a bit more expensive to operate compared to other options.
Okay. So it's a powerful tool, but you need to be prepared for the upkeep.
Exactly.
That makes sense. What about UV filtration?
Okay.
I noticed Billy Australia highlighted this method as being ideal for restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the thinking there?
Well, UV filtration takes a different approach.
Okay.
It uses ultraviolet light to essentially zap those nasty microorganisms lurking in the water.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a microscopic zapper targeting bacteria and viruses with pinpoint accuracy.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. It's incredibly effective.
Yeah.
Leaves no chemical residue.
Mm-hmm.
And is perfect for businesses where taste is paramount. You know, things like crystal clear ice for cocktails.
Right.
Perfectly brewed coffee.
Okay.
Or pristine water for delicate culinary creations.
It sounds like a great solution for businesses where, like, water quality is directly impacting the customer's experience.
Right.
But would it work for every type of contaminant?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
While incredibly effective against microorganisms,
uh-huh.
UV filtration doesn't remove things like heavy metals
okay.
or chemicals, so it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
So it's like a specialized tool for a specific job.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, last but not least, we've got carbon filtration.
Yes.
What are the key takeaways here?
So you're probably familiar with carbon filters from those pitcher filters or faucet attachments.
Yeah.
Carbon filtration at the commercial level takes that concept and like scales it up.
Okay.
Activated carbon acts like a super sponge, attracting and trapping a wide variety of impurities.
Oh, okay.
It's a great all-rounder for improving taste and odor, and it's often used in offices, restaurants, other settings where general water quality enhancement is the goal.
Okay.
Filter Systems Australia, actually, they offer some heavy-duty carbon filters specifically designed for commercial use.
But wouldn't those, like, super sponges get saturated pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
The downside of carbon filtration is that those filters need to be replaced frequently.
Okay.
The carbon eventually loses its ability to trap contaminants.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't replace it regularly, you're going to end up with water that's not as clean as you think.
Right. So it's kind of like a car needing an oil change.
Exactly.
Necessary maintenance to keep things running smoothly.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered like the different types of filtration systems.
Yes.
But what about like the actual benefits? We've touched on taste and equipment protection.
Yes.
But what other advantages do these systems offer?
The benefits are honestly surprisingly far-reaching.
Okay.
Think about it this way. Clean water isn't just about what you see and taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you don't see.
Okay.
Cleaner water means less buildup in pipes and equipment,
right,
leading to fewer breakdowns, lower maintenance costs,
mm-hmm,
and a longer lifespan for all those expensive machines.
Right.
This is especially pertinent in industries that rely heavily on water,
okay,
like manufacturing or food processing.
So that's like a significant hidden cost that many businesses probably don't even consider.
Exactly. It's like preventative medicine for your entire water system.
Right. Exactly. What else?
We also can't forget about regulatory compliance.
Okay.
Many industries have very stringent water quality requirements.
Right.
Such as pharmaceutical, food production,
okay,
and even healthcare.
Oh, right.
Choosing the right filtration system is essential for meeting those standards.
Yeah.
And avoiding hefty fines or penalties.
So it's not just about like good practice. It's about staying on the right side of the law.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Any other benefits we should highlight?
You know, we'd be remiss not to mention the environmental impact.
Okay. Yeah.
Commercial filtration can play a significant role in water reuse, reducing reliance on single-use plastic bottles and promoting sustainable water practices.
Yeah.
It's about being a responsible business and contributing to a healthier planet.
It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as water filtration can have such a like a ripple effect.
It really does.
Impacting everything from a company's bottom line to the environment.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's say a business owner is convinced they want to invest in a commercial filtration system. What's the next step?
It's not as simple as picking a filter off the shelf and calling it a day.
Right.
The installation process is just as critical as choosing the right system.
Okay.
It all starts with like a thorough assessment of the business's specific needs and the existing water quality.
So it's like calling in like a water detective to analyze the scene before prescribing the solution.
You got it. We need to understand the situation, what contaminants are present,
right,
how much water is used daily,
okay,
what are those peak demand times,
uh-huh,
and of course, what are the specific goals for water quality improvement.
It sounds like a lot of information to gather.
It can be.
What happens once you have that like clear picture?
That's when the system design comes into play.
Okay.
This involves selecting the appropriate filtration methods,
okay,
sizing the system correctly to handle water demands, and even considering the building's plumbing infrastructure.
It's like putting together a complex puzzle, making sure all the pieces fit perfectly.
Yeah, you could say that.
I imagine there are like some common challenges that pop up during installation.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
One common issue is hard water,
right,
which can lead to mineral buildup and reduce the system's efficiency.
Okay.
Then there's low pH, which can cause corrosion in pipes and equipment.
Right.
We even have to consider things like lead pipes in older buildings.
Oh, wow.
Or the presence of radium in some groundwater sources.
Yikes. It sounds like there's a lot to consider.
There is.
That's why working with like experienced professionals is so crucial.
Absolutely.
They know how to like troubleshoot those issues and ensure that the system's installed correctly and functions like optimally from day one.
Exactly.
So it's not just about installing a filter. It's about understanding the entire like water ecosystem.
Right.
And finding the perfect balance.
Yes.
Okay, so we've covered types of systems, benefits, installation. What else is like critical for business owners to know about commercial filtration?
One of the most important things to remember is that installing the system is just the beginning.
Right, we can't just set it and forget it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Regular maintenance tasks like filter changes, backwashing, and sanitation procedures are crucial for preventing system failure.
Okay.
maintaining optimal performance
right.
and ensuring the water quality remains consistently high.
So it's like scheduling regular checkups with the water doctor.
Exactly.
But what happens when like something goes wrong?
That's where troubleshooting comes in.
Okay.
It's about being able to identify and address issues
mm-hmm.
before they turn into major problems.
Okay. What are some common like red flags
sure.
that business owners should watch out for?
Sudden drops in water pressure.
Okay.
Unusual tastes or odors in the water.
Right.
And changes in water flow are all signs that something might be amiss.
Okay.
It could be a clogged filter,
uh-huh.
a leak in the system,
okay.
or even a problem with the incoming water supply.
Right.
Early detection is key to preventing those costly repairs
right.
or disruptions to the business.
It sounds like vigilance is key when it comes to like maintaining these systems.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground, types of system, benefits, installation, even maintenance.
Right.
But before we move on, I want to kind of circle back to the very first question we asked.
Okay.
Why should businesses even care about commercial water filtration?
Right.
What's the big takeaway here?
You know, the big takeaway is this. Investing in the right commercial filtration system
mm-hmm.
is about more than just clean water.
Okay.
It's a smart business decision that can lead to cost savings,
mm-hmm.
protect equipment,
okay.
enhance product quality,
right.
ensure employee health,
mm-hmm.
meet regulatory requirements,
yeah.
and even contribute to a more sustainable environment.
Right.
It's an investment that pays off in multiple ways, both for the business
right.
and the world around us.
Well said. I think we've done a great job of like unpacking the why behind commercial water filtration.
I think so too.
But the next big question is, how does a business know which system is right for them?
Right.
That's where things get a little more personal, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Choosing the right system is, you know, a critical step.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several key factors to consider. It all starts with a detailed water quality analysis.
Okay.
This helps us identify the specific contaminants that are present in the water
right.
and determine the level of purity that's required for the business's operations.
So it's back to our water detective work.
Exactly.
Figuring out what we're dealing with before we can choose the right weapon to fight it.
You got it. Once we understand the water quality,
uh-huh.
we need to consider the business's water usage.
Okay.
How much water do they use on a daily
right.
basis?
Right.
Their peak demand times, like, you know, those morning coffee rushes you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those coffee rushes can definitely put a strain on the system.
Absolutely.
So water quality and usage are key factors. What else do we need to consider?
Of course, budget is a major consideration.
Right.
We need to balance the upfront costs of the system
okay.
with the long-term savings from, you know, increased efficiency,
mm-hmm.
reduced maintenance, and extended equipment lifespan.
So it's about, like, looking at the big picture.
Exactly.
And making a strategic investment that benefits the business in the long run.
Precisely. And that's why working with professionals who, you know, really understand all the nuances of commercial water filtration is so valuable.
Right.
They can guide you through that entire process from analysis to
mm-hmm.
installation to ongoing maintenance.
Yeah.
Ensuring you get a system that's, you know, perfectly tailored to your specific need.
It's like having a water filtration consultant on your team.
Exactly.
Helping you make the best decision for your business.
Absolutely.
So we've covered the why and the how of commercial water filtration, but I'm kind of curious about the who.
Okay.
Who are some of the businesses that are really benefiting from these systems?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some real-world examples.
Okay.
And see how different industries are, you know, reaping the rewards of clean, filtered water.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give me some success stories.
All right, let's start with the hospitality industry.
Okay.
An area where, you know, water quality directly impacts that customer experience.
Right.
Our sources from Billy Australia, they highlighted how their systems are making a big difference in restaurants.
Right.
Cafes.
Makes sense. Water quality can make or break a customer's experience.
It really can.
Especially when it comes to taste.
Yeah. Imagine a busy restaurant that prides itself on, like, its craft cocktails.
Okay, yeah.
Now imagine what hard water would do to those, you know, delicate flavor profiles.
I'm picturing cloudy ice cubes.
Exactly.
And drinks that just don't taste quite right. Not a good first impression.
Exactly. But with a, you know, properly designed filtration system,
yeah.
they can ensure crystal clear ice,
mm-hmm.
perfectly balanced flavors,
okay.
and sparkling clean water for all their culinary needs.
It's in having a secret weapon in the kitchen.
Right.
Ensuring every drink and dish is as good as it can be.
Exactly. And it's not just about taste.
Right.
Remember those expensive espresso machines we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hard water can wreak havoc on those,
right.
leading to, you know, costly repairs and downtime.
So a good filtration system isn't just a luxury, it's an investment.
It is.
That protects those like vital pieces of equipment.
Absolutely. Now let's shift gears a little bit and look at the manufacturing sector.
Okay.
Our sources from AcWater, who specialize in those large-scale industrial systems, they shared some pretty impressive examples from companies that, you know, rely on high-purity water for their production processes.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about those heavy-duty applications.
All right. Imagine a pharmaceutical company producing life-saving medication.
Okay.
Or a semiconductor manufacturer creating, you know, those tiny chips that power our electronic devices.
Right.
The purity of the water used in these processes is, you know, absolutely critical.
I can see how even the slightest impurity could have, like, major consequences in those industries.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where, you know, reverse osmosis often comes into play.
Okay.
By removing virtually all contaminants, it ensures that the water meets those stringent purity standards, resulting in, you know, higher quality products and a smoother production process.
It's like having a water purification superhero.
Right.
Working behind the scenes to ensure those delicate operations run flawlessly.
I like that. And beyond product quality,
these
businesses are also seeing, you know, significant cost savings.
Okay.
Cleaner water means less wear and tear on equipment, fewer production delays, and a lower risk of contamination.
Okay.
It can lead to costly product recalls.
So it's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
Better products, lower costs, and a more efficient operation. It's amazing to see how, like, commercial water filtration is making such a difference.
It really is.
Across so many different industries.
And we haven't even touched on the positive environmental impact.
Right, yeah.
Many businesses are now incorporating water reuse and recycling into their operations, further reducing their footprint and contributing to a more, you know, sustainable future.
It's like a ripple effect of positive change.
Exactly.
Starting with clean water, I'm sensing a theme here, no matter the industry.
It seems that way.
Clean water is a key ingredient for success.
You're absolutely right. It's about, you know, ensuring the health and well-being of employees, safeguarding equipment, meeting regulatory requirements, and ultimately delivering a better product or service.
And it all comes back to that initial investment in the right filtration system.
Exactly.
It's not just a cause. It's a strategic move that can set businesses up for, like, long-term success.
Well said.
And as we've learned, choosing the right system requires, you know, careful consideration,
absolutely,
expert guidance, and a deep understanding of the business's unique water needs.
Right. We can't just, you know, slap any old filter in there and call it a day.
Right.
It's about finding the perfect match.
Yeah.
The filtration hero that will conquer those waterborne challenges and deliver those, you know, crystal clear results.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So far we've, you know, explored the benefits and seen real world examples of how commercial water filtration is making a difference.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious about something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
About the historical significance of water treatment.
Right.
Can we delve into that a bit further?
Yeah. Absolutely. Remember that fun fact I shared at the beginning about Maidstone, England, being the first city to treat its entire water supply with chlorine?
Right, yeah.
Well, there's a fascinating story behind that.
Oh, I love a good historical deep dive. Tell me more.
Well, back in 1897, Maidstone was hit with a devastating typhoid outbreak.
Oh, wow.
The source was traced back to, you know, contaminated water. And the city's leaders decided to take, like, drastic measures to prevent another tragedy.
Wow.
They chlorinated the entire water supply, a radical move at the time.
That's incredible.
It was a pivotal moment in public health history.
Yeah.
It demonstrated the crucial role of water treatment in protecting, like, entire communities from waterborne illnesses.
Wow.
And it paved the way for the widespread adoption of chlorination as, like, a standard practice for water disinfection.
It's amazing to think how that one event in Maidstone shaped the way we, you know, approach water safety today.
It really highlights the importance of, like, learning from the past and applying those lessons to create a healthier future.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the future,
yes,
the need for, like, innovative water solutions is only growing.
Right.
Our sources mention that the global water purification market is now worth billions of dollars.
Wow, that's a lot of filters.
It's clear that water is big business.
It is. And the demand for, you know, clean, safe water is only going to increase as the global population grows.
Right.
And water resources become increasingly scarce.
So commercial water filtration isn't just about, like, today's business challenges.
No.
It's about preparing for the future.
Absolutely.
And ensuring we have access to the clean water we need to thrive.
Exactly.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
Yeah, it is.
I'm starting to see commercial water filtration in a whole new light.
I'm glad to hear that. We've covered a lot of ground today from the different types of filtration systems.
Mm-hmm.
And their unique benefits to the, you know, the crucial role of installation maintenance and finding the perfect solution for each business's needs.
We've explored real-world examples, delved into history, and even glimpsed into the future of water treatment.
We have. And through it all, I think one key message has emerged.
Yeah.
Clean water is more than just a commodity.
Right.
It's an essential ingredient for success,
mm-hmm.
both for businesses and, you know, for society as a whole.
I couldn't agree more. So, listeners, we've spent this deep dive exploring why commercial water filtration is such a big deal for businesses.
Right.
But before we wrap things up, I want to make this like as practical as possible for you.
Okay.
Let's say you're a business owner
and
you're thinking, okay, I get it. Clean water is important, but where do I even start? What would you recommend as a first step?
You know, I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
The first step is really about awareness.
Okay.
Taking a step back and, you know, honestly, evaluating your current water situation.
Okay.
Think about the types of, you know, water-related challenges you might be facing or could face in the future.
So are we talking about things like, you know, noticing an off taste in the water or maybe equipment breaking down more often than it should?
Exactly. Those could be, you know, signs that your water quality isn't where it needs to be.
Right.
But it goes beyond, you know, those obvious issues.
Right.
Think about your industry and your specific business needs.
Right.
Do you rely on water for, you know, sensitive manufacturing processes?
Okay.
Do you serve customers who expect, you know, high quality food and beverages?
It's about connecting the dots between water quality and like the success of your business as a whole.
Precisely.
Okay.
Once you have a better understanding of, you know, your specific water needs and potential challenges, the next step is to reach out to, you know, those water filtration experts we've been talking about.
So finding a company that specializes in commercial filtration systems.
Yes.
Okay.
Look for a company with a proven track record and expertise in your industry.
Right.
They can conduct a thorough water analysis.
Okay.
Assess your needs and recommend a, you know, tailored solution that addresses your specific challenges.
It's like finding the right doctor for your business's water health.
Exactly.
So much of this comes down to trusting like the experts and finding a partner who can guide you through the process.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
The more you understand about, you know, commercial water filtration, the better equipped you'll be to make, you know, informed decisions that benefit your business in the long run.
This has been such an informative deep dive.
It is.
I feel like we've really gone beyond the surface and uncovered like the true value of commercial water filtration.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
The world of water treatment is constantly evolving.
Right.
With new technologies and innovations emerging all the time.
So it's not a one-time fix.
No.
It's an ongoing journey of optimizing your water system to meet the, you know, ever-changing needs of your business.
Exactly. And as we've discussed, you know, investing in the right filtration system is about more than just clean water.
Right.
It's about safeguarding your business, your employees, your customers, and even the environment.
Right.
It's about making, you know, a smart strategic decision that sets you up for long-term success.
Well said. So, listeners, as you head back to your businesses, you know, remember what we've learned today.
Yeah.
Take a moment to consider the role water plays in your operations and don't underestimate the power of clean, filtered water.
Absolutely.
And if you're ready to take the next step,
don't
hesitate to reach out to those water filtration experts.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to help you unlock the full potential of clean water for your business.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of commercial water filtration. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all our sources and additional resources.
Until next time, happy filtering.